And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. It is Wednesday afternoon. That's our regularly scheduled visit with the chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Jamesetta Bedford. Jamesetta, how's your week been so far?
It's been great. How about yours?
It's been pretty good. It seems to be going quickly as we're already over the halfway point in the work week here. And I understand that you had a work session this morning where you were talking regional transportation. What can you tell me about that?
Yes, we had a joint meeting with CAMPO, which is the Capital Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, and the Durham-Chapel Hill-Carborough MPO. Which, for those who don't know, MPOs are, federally mandated and based on census data as to how they're organized and the boundaries, which is one of our topics of discussion, and then responsible for, roads, bridges, trains, well, not a little piece of trains, bridges for trains, for planning, doing that planning for, and then work with the transit like GO Triangle in our area. So we had several topics, and one that was very, very interesting and new to me was that Triangle J, Lee Worsley, the executive director, presented the hope to do what they're calling a connected region, which would be a 9-county study and probably cost about $1.5 million, take probably 12 to 18 months to do, but it would be a regional vision and strategy document that would cover land use, housing, transportation, water, sewer, equity, other issues, probably public safety. And he had six prongs, things like making sure that there's equitable engagement, that there's a connected region vision, that there's a connected region goal, strategies, and targets, that there's a commitment to this regional partnership during the process. And then that we could have a sort of a common foundation for action, meaning we already have a boatload of existing plans from the various MPOs, from the various governmental entities. So trying to integrate them and build forward and upward on based on those plans. And then there would be a voluntary connected region compact. He had found the only document that we know exists with this thought from 1969, when there was under 500,000 people living in this region. And since we're expected to grow by anywhere from 1 million to 1.3 million over the next decade, everyone in the room thought this was a good idea.
We're speaking with Jamesetta Bedford. She's the chair of the Orange County Commissioners, and she was at a meeting of the Durham-Chapel Hill-Carborough MPO and the DCHC Metropolitan Planning Organization. And that's a lot of alphabet there, but the essential idea is we're trying to plan transit in the region, and that region includes like all of Durham and then the Chapel Hill, Carborough, and North Chatham areas. So, there are big, ambitious ideas being thrown around here. And as you were saying, everybody in the room was sort of on the same page on this. And I know that part of the point of the meeting was to reinforce regional views. How close does it feel to anything actually happening on this?
Oh, I think it's very close. And to clarify, DCH MPO is the Durham-Chapel Hill-Carborough one. We were also meeting with CAMPO, which is the Wake County, and then they have parts of Johnson, Granville, and Chatham as well. So I think, it all depends on funding. I mean, as far as moving forward on this special study, but otherwise we already do have some shared planning techniques with both CAMPO and the Durham-Chapel Hill-Carborough MPO share through Triangle J and through other organizations. The commuter rail is a good example, and while Orange County isn't, eligible yet, those discussions of, can we do it piecemeal, and do we start in Wake and come into RTP? Do we start in Wake and where do we come? Do we go down to Johnson? Knowing that Pittsboro is growing, there was conversation about how much more of Chatham should be part of the Durham-Chapel Hill-Carborough group, and then there was talk of, should the boundaries for CAMPO, which is Wake County in that northeast section of Chatham, be expanded. And so they're all in conversations about the pros and cons, because if you're not in a metropolitan planning group, you're in a rural one. And so there's pros and cons for that too. So I think just having the electeds in the same room, you know, we've had one on Zoom for the first time in 3 years in the same room, to reassert that it's important to consider these corridors and how so many people do need to live in one part and work in another part, and their partner, family members live in another part of the triangle, to take a regional view for planning.
And we are talking with James Etta Bedford, the chair of the Orange County Commissioners, talking about regional transportation planning. And as somebody who drives the 15501 trip between Pittsboro and Chapel Hill every day, it just feels like it's going to be a very high traffic area like any moment now. We're not there yet, but it feels like it's on the verge of just being like traffic jams every day, just like Fordham Boulevard. So definitely excited to hear about how regional this conversation is for transit. Is there anything else you wanted to mention about this before we move on to another topic?
I mean, we have, we'll be releasing the TIP, which is the transportation, all the activities after Spot 6 was canceled. They'll be released for draft in June to be adopted. We have a hard federal September deadline, but the staff are all on top of it, from the towns, the counties. So that'll be making its way forward. That's our next deadlines.
Wanted to also talk about kind of a big change. We got an update on COVID-19 numbers earlier, and they're mostly stable. They ticked up ever so slightly statewide, but they've been trending downward for several weeks in a row now. And along with that, we get the news that COVID testing will be stopping at the usual public facilities that we've gotten used to them being available at here in Orange County. What can you tell us about that?
Right, and the Orange County Board of Health met last Wednesday, and we were reassured that while those tests, and you know, that's the more intensive test, not intensive, but the more specific test, part of the transition will be transitioning to home testing. And for those who may need, are out of kits, or you know, don't, we have plenty is what I'm saying. We have plenty of free kits available at the Orange County Health Department. We'll have more news as that deadline approaches, so people know when and where they can go pick up tests that they might need, so that they, you know, and then you can of course buy them at the drugstore too. But it's nice to be able to help folks out when they need that service.
So we know that testing will be ending, but we don't have the exact date yet.
I don't know the exact date, right? It's coming up like by the end of May.
All right. And we're actually just about out of time already, as time flies when you're having fun. Is there anything else going on around the community or anything else at all that you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
We do have our next meeting, which is April 4th, and the manager is going to present the capital investment plan. So those are, you know, anything that costs over $100,000, so buildings, big parks, that type of, you know, even HVACs, I mean, you know, for the big systems. So that's sometimes of interest to folks, and they can either watch it, come and visit us at WITED, or catch it afterwards, or we always send out an update, and we'll talk next Wednesday as well.
Of course we will. I always look forward to it, and I really appreciate you making the time, and we're actually doing it an hour earlier than usual today, so I appreciate that too.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you. Bye.